on an HBO special that you did a routine that you called List of People I Can Do Without.
Yeah.
Wonderful, huh?
Yeah.
There were 25 jokes in it.
Yeah.
I counted them,
yeah.
George. One-liners that you did one right
Serious,
after
yeah.
the other. In order to get those 25 jokes that are successful, how many did you have to write to get those 25?
I had about 40 of them, or 50 of them, that I toyed around with. This is one of the few pieces that you have to write and memorize and do. It's not one you can say, well, here's some good ideas, and I'll work on them out there on stage. So this was one that got written out, and there were maybe 40 or 50 of them, and there were maybe 29 or 30 that made it to the stage and that got pared down to around 25. And even the ones that stayed got better and better, because I would find a better adjective. Like one of the ones that I originally was doing, it wound up being anyone who pays for vaginal jelly with an Exxon credit card. Well, originally, and that has such balance, and it's got a nice rhythm to it. Anyone who pays for vaginal jelly with an Exxon credit card. And it makes you think about oil versus, you know, vaginas, which is a strange sort of a juxtaposition. Originally, that one was just anyone who buys contraceptives with a credit card. And I can't believe that I had the courage just to say it that way at one point. But at one point, it was that dull.
Generally speaking, is there a usual percentage of jokes that you have to write in order to get the final few that do work?
Well, not so as I could put my finger on that, because I have a varied palette. You know, there are a lot of different kind of things I do, Larry. One of them is what I call lists, like that one. I love to get into, sometimes sheer volume, I think, is another element in comedy, when you just continue so far. I had a thing at the end of one show which was called Things to Watch Out For. And the first 10 or so of them don't mean much, but they become waves. When you get to the 20th one, there's a wave of laughter.
Dr. Bill.
Then you get to the 40th one, there's another, and it keeps going. So I have lists, I have language analysis, I have stuff about, you know, observational stuff about your shoes and your car and driving and stuff. And some of them are so different from each other that I couldn't answer that question too well.
I'd say about
one and a half. I'd say about half again as much as you need, and it comes down.
Well, that's a fantastic average. You
yeah.
know that a lot of comedy writers would give their left arm to
well,
be able to
that's
create
great.
That well.
Great.
The usual average, I must tell you, is about 3 out of 5
really?
That work.
Uh-huh.
How did you decide to place them in the sequence that you did?
Well, this sounds immodest, or could. There's just a natural feeling for that. There's just something that, you know, there's some of this that you don't have to do consciously. I believe the subconscious, I mean, I know this is pretty much a theory that's held in respectable circles, that the subconscious does a lot of the work for us. And all we really do occasionally is to skim off the stuff that rises to the top. Say, oh, this will be nice. Look here, the potatoes floated up this time. We'll have some potatoes today. Here's some corn. Wonderful. And meanwhile, the thing is cooking down there, cooking away all the time. And you're constantly feeding it with impressions. I do keep those files. I keep files of sometimes they're finished jokes. They're a one-line finished thing. Other times, they're just things I'm noticing. Something I noticed. Media words, the words they use that we never use in conversation. So-and-so is spearheading a drive. There's a probe going on. Prices either skyrocket or plummet, or they nosedive or they soar. And I notice patterns, I'm copying them down all the time. Now, besides putting them in that file, they're in here, too. So that two things happen. And then when I look back in there to get things out for a specific assignment, like I want to do, I'm forced to read the other things over, and they go through again. And they're changed a little. Another molecule is added, and they become. And then suddenly you'll see the connection between two totally unrelated things in different folders, and something bigger happens. So I'm a skimmer and a noticer, and I make the notes. I don't press. I very rarely sit down there and say, It's more like,
So you could have taken those 30, 40, 50 at the time and gone out on stage and did them, and found that some were absolutely getting nothing, and
yes.
you pulled them, tossed them,
yeah.
and slowly but surely, what you're saying is that it all fell into place.
That's right. Yeah, it's more of a field experiment rather than a laboratory experiment.